Protesters across Wisconsin are taking to the streets after a former Green Bay resident was shot and killed by immigration agents in Minnesota. It's Monday, January 26th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a man who wrote January 6th in sidewalk chalk on the sidewalk is fighting a charge of disorderly conduct. He says the charge violates his First Amendment rights. And a Rhinelander paper mill will provide bottled water for residents affected by PFAS contamination. Stay with us.
What started with one experimental license more than 100 years ago is today Wisconsin Public Radio. With dozens of stations around the state, an app, and a comprehensive website at WPR.org. Thank you to our donors who made this journey possible.
Protesters across the state gathered yesterday to speak out against the fatal shooting of a former Wisconsin man by federal immigration officials in Minnesota. Rob Menser reports on a gathering of hundreds in Madison.
Protesters rallied on the steps of the state capitol in response to the killing of Alex Preddy. The 37-year-old was an ICU nurse at a Veterans Administration hospital in Minnesota. He went to high school in Green Bay. Libby Meister of Madison said she was there to support her loved ones.
I can't go all the way to Minneapolis. I can't go to Minnesota. I have friends and family that live there. I'm scared.
Amanda Husk said the federal immigration crackdown is wrong.
It is bringing terror. It is harming communities. People are being killed. They need to hear that this is not okay and it has to stop now.
Other weekend protests included events in Superior, Green Bay, and West Allis. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he's been in contact with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz about the heightened presence of federal immigration enforcement in that state. During an interview with WPR's Wisconsin Today, Evers said he stands with Walz and called the situation in Minnesota, quote, horrible. Evers also said his office has been preparing in case a similar situation unfolds in Wisconsin.
We're actually calling people all across the state of Wisconsin, local leaders, local nonprofits, people who work with the Hispanic population and others, our tribal nations.
Thousands of Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have been sent to the Twin Cities, which has led to daily protests from Minnesotans. Those protests have intensified following the killing of two people by ICE agents and the detention of a 5-year-old boy by ICE earlier this week. University of Wisconsin-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin is leaving to take a job leading Columbia University. The New York-based Ivy League school has announced it's named Mnookin as its next president. Mnookin has led UW-Madison since 2022. Under her leadership, UW-Madison now ranks 5th in the nation for university research expenditures. That's the highest ranking since 2014. Mnookin committed to increasing access to the university through tuition reduction programs for in-state students. Before coming to Wisconsin, she served as dean of the UCLA School of Law. Her appointment to lead Columbia comes after a tumultuous 2 years on its campus. The Trump administration has enforced several financial penalties, and there's been significant leadership turnover. A Muskego man is fighting a legal battle with the city after receiving a disorderly conduct citation for writing January 6th with chalk outside the post office. As Joe Schultz reports, he believes he's being punished for free speech.
On the 4-year anniversary of the attack on the U.S. Capitol, Jim Brownlow, then 76, wrote January 6th with sidewalk chalk on a walkway outside the Muskego post office. He says he wanted to remind people about the attempt to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power. He was arrested for criminal damage to property about a month later. He was ultimately issued a citation for disorderly conduct. Brownlow is still fighting the case in municipal court.
It's my right to free speech and to pay a fine or something, it would just be morally wrong. I'm not guilty of anything. And It's not just my speech. I'm afraid it's everybody else's if they can do this to me.
He hopes to know the outcome of the case in about a month. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A paper company that's been named responsible for PFAS contamination is launching a bottled water program for residents in the northern Wisconsin town of Stella. Alstrom, which owns the Rhinelander Mill, launched the program for residents in a 3-mile radius of the Stella Town Hall. Sampling of wells there has found some of the highest PFAS levels in drinking water nationwide. An Alstrom spokesperson says the company wants to be part of the solution to drinking water concerns. The town's chairman, Casey Crump, says it's a good start.
Something is better than nothing, which is what they were doing before. We just need to make sure the something is what's going to help our citizens the most.
He says money could be better spent on water filtration systems within homes and testing more wells. Under Alstrom's plan, those eligible would receive bottled water in 5-gallon jugs monthly free of charge. No well testing is required. Coming up, a story from Wisconsin Life about saying goodbye. Stay with us.
When you're online, visit WPR.org. You'll find news headlines from WPR and NPR and feature stories about arts, culture, music, and politics. Explore our live audio streams, links to program information, or check out upcoming events in your area. WPR.org. We're not just on your radio.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about saying goodbye to the family homestead and considering what matters most.
There's a special place in our hearts for our childhood homes. But when we have to say goodbye, whether it's due to a move or urban sprawl, what moments do we soak up one last time? Writer and forester Ron Weber returned to his family home and tells us what he cherishes the most.
The 320-mile trip from my home in Weyerhaeuser to my boyhood home in Kenosha County had offered me plenty of time to think. For the first time in my life, our home in Kenosha was no longer ours. Glaciation had finally claimed it. Instead of snow and ice, this glacier is composed of drywall and chipboard, concrete and blacktop. Impervious to climate, it grows insidiously outward, never retreating. Now it had touched us. In order to connect growing parts of the county with the city proper, the quiet county road where I learned to ride my bike was to be transfigured into a new 4-lane highway, complete with median. Engineers determined our home and 1 acre of our 5-acre woodlot stood in the path of least resistance. Though the rest of my family laments the loss of the house, it is the 1 acre of yard and woods that saddens me most. I grew up with the trees there, and in a very real way, they are as much a part of my life as my family. My deep feelings towards the outdoors had its genesis on this 5-acre woodlot. Later, I would go on to the UW-Stevens Point to learn the science and art of forestry, but it was here that I grew to love trees and the landscapes on which they lived. Turning off the now bustling county road into the driveway, I was greeted by familiar faces. There was the twisted, gnarly box elder and the tall, stately white spruce. They were all special, but as with people, I had my favorites. A large pear tree, misshapen from several traumas throughout its life, was the first I visited. It was a prolific producer, and I can still remember how much I enjoyed the green, unripe pears. I climbed it often, and one day I carved LD in honor of Laura Dempsey, in my eyes, the prettiest girl in the 6th grade, into an upper branch where none of my siblings or friends would see. That secret I shared only with the tree. Next was a 20-inch diameter bur oak that was a mere pole when we had the clothesline tied around its sturdy trunk. Now it was just beginning to realize its true potential. It could easily last another century or two. It just didn't seem fair. But it was here as a boy that I learned that life is not always fair, among countless other lessons. My last stop was a towering blue spruce rooted in the front yard. As I stood by it, I quietly thought, like Dorothy said to the scarecrow, "I think I'm going to miss you most of all." Planted about 8 years before my birth, I had literally grown up with this tree. It was a favorite hiding spot for our games of kick the can. It was second base for our almost daily wiffle ball games, a 10-foot high row of mulberry trees pruned into a hedge serving as an adequate replica of the ivy-covered walls of Wrigley Field. To the workers that come to cut down these trees, this will probably be simply another job, some more trees. Somehow, I wanted them to know they were more than that. Walking back to my car, I again looked at the box elder and spruce. Another's eyes may have seen the stately spruce as a beauty and the crooked box elder a beast. My eyes made no such distinction, knowing that the box elder had supported our tire swing for years. It was a cogent reminder that indeed, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
Writer Ron Weber is a forester who lives in Weyerhaeuser. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. A cold weather advisory is in effect for all of Wisconsin until noon today. Wind chills starting off 25 to 35 degrees below zero this morning. High temperatures only getting into the single digits today, with wind speeds picking up as the day goes on. Overnight, snow is likely in the north, with about an inch possible. Elsewhere, just cloudy, windy, and cold tonight, with lows below zero and wind speeds near 20 miles per hour at times. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.